Today's episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, is brought to you by HelloFresh. Summer is right around the corner, and HelloFresh can help take the stress out of eating healthy and having that great beach body by delivering everything you need to cook up tasty meals right to your door, saving you tons of time. We know that summer can be hectic. You're traveling with your family. We're making plans to cover music festivals. You know, concert season is pretty much every other day. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening. And that's where HelloFresh's 15-minute meals come in. Those quick fixes help you get wholesome meal on the table in less than it takes to get delivery. So what is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/JRodConcertsFree and use code JRodConcertsFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/JRodConcertsFree with code JRodConcertsFree.
A musical adventure, new artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Hi, J-Rod Concerts family. Great to be speaking with all of you. Hope spring is off to a beautiful start for all of you and that you're making some incredible summer plans. Are you listening to any cool new music that we should know about? Feel free to email it to us, jamie@jrodconcerts.com. We're always looking for our listener thoughts and, you know, suggestions. You know, this is a two-way conversation. We love you guys. But today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad about these guests. Incredible duo. They are born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Montvales, ladies and gentlemen, the Montvales. And they just released a great new LP a couple months ago, Born Strangers. Fantastic, fantastic duo that they actually live in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're composed of Molly Rochelson and Sally Buish. And they are quite an dynamic duo. They've been making quite the rounds. They're one of Americana's rising young duos, I would say. And basically, they reunited in 2019 after spending many years together, but they took some time to kind of pursue their own thing. But we're glad they reunited. They wrote their first album, Heartbreak Summer Camp. And now they spend their days touring extensively and crafting intimate, storytelling-driven songs. Really, really great stuff. Born Strangers, their newest album, is produced by Mike Eli Lopinto, who produced and co-written Emily Nenny's On the Ranch. And also, he's the guitarist for Chris Stapleton. And they recorded it in Shed Studio in Nashville, which is Son Sullivan's Tractor studio. The 12 songs are amazing. So in this great new interview, we're going to talk about a little bit about the making of the album, what it means to be on the road, and you're going to get to know the girls a little. So we hope you guys enjoy it. If you're new to the show, click subscribe, give us a review. We love all that good stuff. Helps us a lot. But without further ado, the Montvales on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Hello,
Sally and Molly.
Hi, how's it going?
Can you guys hear me and see me okay?
Yeah.
Amazing. Sally and Molly of the Montvales. So good to see you guys. Their newest album, Born Strangers, out now. And you guys have been touring quite heavily since February, huh?
A good amount. Yeah, we're about to hit the road hard again a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, love to hear that, Sally. Well, what's it like for you guys on the road? And I'm wondering that because, you know, rock stars and, you know, it used to be they go on the road and it'll be like, you know, complete debauchery. Obviously, you know, we're talking about male rock stars and women are much more sensible about this kind of stuff. But there's a lot of downtime, right, Sally and Molly?
Yeah. When we go on the road, it's just the two of us and like now we have a four-wheel drive at least, but used to be just like a tiny sedan. And a lot of us like listening to the same five songs over and over again and trying to stop to see pretty stuff on the side of the road. Yeah, trying not to stay anywhere too scary.
Right, right. What does scary mean for you guys, Molly? Like what's the criteria? Is it like no napping on shady gas stations? Like, where's the line here?
I would say we hit the line. It feels like we kind of have to hit the line to know where it is. And we hit it a couple times, the most notable of which was leaving an Airbnb in the middle of the night because the host hid from us when we arrived. Yeah, there are lots of lines to hit out there on the road.
Wait. So hold on a second, Sally. So the host hid from you guys? Like, we need to, what happened here?
Yeah. If you can imagine, like, the scene in Barbie where she walks up to the door of Ken's house and he, like, runs around and scrambles as she's walking up, that's kind of what it was like. But then when we walked in, he was completely hidden.
Yeah, that's not a... I can see Molly just remembering the emotions. No.
And you're like, it was my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Molly. Here's a creep. Oh, unbelievable, guys. And yeah, like, you know, I'd go nuts because I'm such a creature of habit, guys, and I love being home. Even when I'm on the road covering festivals and as I'm getting older, man, it's just like the change of routine, right? Like, just like, you know, I'm sure you guys maybe love it in a weird way.
Yeah, I definitely love it. I was never good at routine anyways. Hopefully that'll come with age, but I love it. I love the variety of it, and I've never seen this much of the country before. And
sure,
I like getting to have friends in places everywhere. And I feel like it's a very like piratey sort of life. You're just like off on your little quests and it moves very quickly and a new thing every day. I think it's the best.
Yeah, totally hear that. So, you know, I've seen you guys. I mean, you guys are like one of the hottest Americana acts in the world. I miss you guys at Americana Fest. I'm so bummed. But the point being that I've seen you guys perform on videos everywhere, from Knoxville's Blue Plate Special, Americana Fest, like the whole nine yards. And first of all, like, you guys are flawless. Like, Sally, do you guys ever like mess up at a chord? I feel like you guys never mess up a chord.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, I love to hear that. My answer is yes, definitely. But we've been playing music together for a long time, like over half our lives, I guess. So that helps. We've had a long time to communicate and iron out the details.
Well, you guys hide it really well then, Molly, because, like, you know, you guys don't have a full band behind you where you can sometimes hide when people like screw up a chord. It's like, you know, there's nowhere to hide for you guys. You guys hide it really well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, when you start playing, you know, Born Strangers, the songs of that album, you know, you don't know them that well at the beginning, even though you practice them like crazy, but even though you wrote them. But when you guys get on that stage and you guys kind of start practicing them in front of an audience, do you guys ever get nerves at all? Like, or is that non-existent anymore?
I definitely do. I think more so like when we're around really familiar audiences of people we love, I feel more nervous then, not in a bad way, like kind of in a nice way. But yeah, it definitely still happens.
Yeah, I relate to that. Like, anytime we're playing, like, back in our hometown of Knoxville, it's like all our songs are, it's a really personal album. So I think it's like scarier to play it in front of people who know you and your life story already.
Right.
In front of strangers, I don't know. I don't get that nervous anymore. Definitely sometimes have my moments, but I'm mostly just excited to like have an experience with people and
to
approach it with like curiosity. Just like, what's going to happen this time?
That's so interesting to me, Molly, because I've been hearing that lately, that people are like, you know, I can play in stadiums and I'm not nervous at all. But I can be in a small room where I can see folks' faces. And a singer-songwriter like the Montfells, that you guys put your guts on the song, that's scary.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and sometimes I wish that we were the kind of people who could, like, cultivate a mystique of any kind. Like, but it's really hard. I just, like, I feel like we're just immediately in it every single time, and there's not a lot of hiding.
Yeah, well, your album is incredible, guys. Definitely one of the best of the year. And I was, yeah, it is. It, I mean, it's just spectacular songwriting, guys. But guys, I wanted to ask you because I'm in therapy and I was kind of researching your lives and reflecting on you both. And there's the thing that keeps coming back in my therapy and it reminds me of you. And that is to care about other folks, other people, to care about the less fortunate, to care about the environment. And Sally, for example, you've always been really outspoken about the less fortunate, and you've done so much work with like the Nourish Nashville too, right? Like this is such an important part of you just as a human, right?
Yeah, I did nonprofit work after college. And I mean, I was raised with community organizing as like a really important value. And that was always really valued in my family. But yeah, participating in the community in a variety of different ways has always been important. And yeah, when I did nonprofit work, it was all about food access. And I was working in, I worked on a lot of farms and ranches throughout school and after school, and just came to really value the idea of that being accessible to everyone instead of just a select few. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, Molly, but that is like a key part of being a good artist, right? I mean, what I'm saying is you can't be like someone that just doesn't, that is not an empath. You cannot be someone that is not connected to the greater good and to each person's lives and be able to write like a good song, right? Like they're not like, you have to have both, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think like storytelling requires paying attention to the world and yeah, trying to understand what's going on with people. I think for us, like a big motivation for songwriting in general has been like telling people's stories. And yeah, often like people's stories that maybe don't get shared as often.
Totally. And I'm glad we're talking about this, Molly, because if you don't mind sharing, I mean, you've talked a little bit about it in some interviews, but like, you know, you had a little bit of, you know, like with your mom, and maybe you were a little bit of a troubled teenager, like, and you kind of say that songs and choir saved your life, if you will, like at a certain point in your life. What is that about? I know you've talked about it, but you didn't go deep. What were you meaning there, Molly?
Oh, I actually said that about my mom. That was
about your mom. About your mom, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, talks real openly about sort of trying to find her way in the world, and like music being the first thing that like really made sense to her to like really dedicate herself to, and the sort of like discipline that was required for her, like East Tennessee Madrigals choir, like was like a huge life lesson for her. So yeah, I think I said that in the context of just like music has always felt like a really powerful force in the world to me.
Sure.
Like the power to like motivate and bring people together and like just like tap into this sort of like alive humanness that makes everything sort of come into focus.
Clearer. Yeah. And I think you nailed it there. And I think that is like one of the main purposes and themes that keep coming back on research with you guys. Is I think you guys have a greater, beautiful purpose, just like a beautiful message through your music. It's almost like the music is the conduit for the message that you guys are giving. And it's a really powerful thing, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. But guys, you know, going back to like, you know, and thank you for your time. I know you guys have a lot going on, but I'm curious about this. I'm curious about this. When did you guys seriously start to perceive you two as a duo, as like a touring thing? And what I mean is this. You both were playing, busking in Knoxville and all that in downtown for a long time. Both of y'all individually musical backgrounds. But at what point do you guys kind of like look at each other and be like, we should like do this. We should take the leap. We should like really kind of make this part of our life, our identity.
It felt almost inevitable. Like we tried out our other different kinds of lives and just like felt so drawn back to making music. And yeah, every time we had a chance to play a show together, it was like, oh man, this could turn into something great. And then eventually in 2019, we both moved back to Knoxville and started trying to hit it hard. And obviously 2019 wasn't the best timing to start such a venture, but we did end up with a lot of time to write together throughout the pandemic.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time. Love you guys. Let me leave you with this. What, you know, the Americana music space, What do you guys think of the genre as far as being like an inclusive space? Do you guys feel like, what do you think is the role of Americana in 2024? You know, there's a lot of talk right now about, you know, underrepresentation of genres, of minorities, all kinds of like stuff going on. I feel like Americana is becoming has become a beacon for all this for all these kinds of people. But what do you guys as artists see? Do you guys feel safe here? Do you guys like it here? Do you guys want to grow from here?
Yeah. I think, it's definitely a really different landscape than it was even 5 years ago. So I'm hopeful for the trajectory of the inclusiveness of the Americana space. I think at its best, it totally is like sort of there's like a space for everybody in it. I think it's always hard and like in any industry, because like money is such like an influential force, and tokenization happens, and it's really hard and complicated. But yeah, I think there are a lot of really passionate people within the scene who are like highlighting inequalities and like trying their best to show up as their full selves. I'm really grateful to those people who like keep pushing the envelope so that it can be a really safe space for everybody. What do you think?
That's perfect. Yeah, cool. Yeah, well, I mean, I think it feels like a work in progress always. Yeah. I really believe in it and am grateful to have found the community in it that we've found.
Really, yeah. Inspired. Yeah, I thought it was really powerful a couple of years ago when, Brandi Carlile got nominated for Best Pop Album at the Grammys or something, and she turned it down. And she said, I want to be Americana. That's my people. That's where I feel safe. That's where I want to champion. I think a lot of the best music, including the Montvales, is being there. So no problem there. But anyway, Sally, Molly, you guys have said it all. And the newest album, Born Strangers, is out now, guys. You guys are rocking it. I mean, you guys are in for a very big year. I know we're going to cross paths soon. And thank you guys so much for your time.
No, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here for the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from J-Rod Concerts Media.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.